how to help a non-Krishna conscious person to overcome depression. Actually, non-Krishna conscious is a better word than non-devotee.
Yeah.
It's a good word. No, it's a good word. And it's definitely better than a karmi. It's such a judgmental word. So, okay, so how do we help others who may not be practicing bhakti right now if they are having depression? Basically, if we consider that the physical reality is out, the mind is in here, the soul is here. So, we don't respond to the physical reality, we respond to the mental representation of the physical reality. So ideally speaking, our mind should be looking at what is out there. Say, I am looking at you, you are looking at me. So the physical scene should be replicated on the inner screen. Inner screen is the mind. I am the inner seer. But the screen is meant to act like a window which shows us what is outside. But sometimes this inner screen starts acting like a TV. And just takes me into the past, takes me into the future, takes me all over the world. So then that's when we get absent-minded. So, I am physically somewhere but my mind is elsewhere. So when this thing starts going to the past and showing me all the bad things that have happened to me in the past, that is when we get depression. Basically, there are two major mental health disorders that people have. One is depression, the other is anxiety. So in depression, the mind goes off to the past and says, this went wrong, that went wrong, that went wrong, that went wrong. Therefore, in future also everything is going to go wrong. So we get depressed. In anxiety, the mind, the inner screen goes into the future. What if this goes wrong? What if that goes wrong? What if that goes wrong? What if that goes wrong? And then we get fearful, worried, get a panic attack. So basically, we need to, bad things have happened to every one of us. For some of us, more bad things may have happened at a particular time than at other times. But the point is that it's happened to everyone. And if we are honest, good things have also happened to us. Otherwise, we would not be where we are right now. So the very fact that we are living among, say, all of us are 25, 30, 40, some of us are of course kids, but still, just if we consider how many people have died before the age of 20, 25, 30. The fact we are living, that means at least some good things have happened in our life. Otherwise, we would not even be alive. So, but somehow, our mind just looks at all the bad things that have happened. So the key thing is that when the mind is become like a mirror, like a TV screen which is replaying the past bad things, to get it back to the present. Get it back to the present. Okay, that's in the past, that's history. Don't think about it so much. Now, it's not possible to not think about something. What we have to do is have something purposeful to think of. Have something tangible to do. That's why people who are depressed, if they have something which they like to do, not just something which is casual entertainment, but something which is valuable for them, something which they consider important. So often depression is caused not so much because so many bad things have happened in our life and we are remembering them, but because we feel we don't have a worthwhile purpose in our life. See, the material vision of life is we define our success based on our possession. What did I get? I got this, I got that, I got that, I got that. A simple way to understand the difference between material and spiritual is, if I am in material consciousness, as soon as I see another person, I think, what can this person do for me? If I am in spiritual consciousness, I think, what can I do for this person? That is spiritual consciousness. Similarly, in material consciousness, we define our self-worth based on possession. You see, I've got this car, I've got this house, I've done this, I have made it, I am a big person. But in spiritual consciousness, we define our self-worth not by our possession, but by our contribution. What can I contribute? What can I do? Contribution also will give us some reciprocation, we'll earn something, we'll possess something. But our focus is in what I can do. So, if we can help that person find out what is it that they would like to do in their life. Now I don't feel like doing anything. Okay, these bad things that have happened to you, before these things happened, what would have you like to do in your life? Not just in superficial saying, I want to go to Disneyland, I want to go here, I want to go there. But no, at the end of your life, what would you like to be remembered by? What do you want to contribute in your life? Then that will give them something worthwhile to do. So that way, We give, bring them to the present and give them, help them find a purpose for themselves in the present. Sometimes people say live in the present. It's not, we can live in the present, but we are not meant to live for the present. Because if the present is gloomy, if I have got a terrible painful disease and you tell me live in the present, hey, I can't live, I've got so much pain. You know, we live for something bigger than the present. So we have to have a purpose for our life. So if we can help them find something purposeful in their lives, that helps them a lot to overcome depression. And slowly we can bring in the spiritual aspect to it. That actually, you are an eternal, indestructible being. Bad things have happened, but you are bigger than your situations. You are bigger than your emotions. So, therefore you don't have to be so affected by it. And then we can bring in Krishna. That actually, whatever happens, ultimately God is our well-wisher and He wants our best. So if this has gone wrong, that has gone wrong, just focus on what is right and move forward with that. So what we are, God's blessing to us. What we become is, what we are is God's gift. What we become is our gift to God. So, we look at some good things that are there in life, see that that is God's blessing, and see what you can do. So, if we can somehow help beyond that, that God exists and God cares, and even if bad things have happened, good can come out of that bad. Just focus on doing what you can now. So, we live in the present, but we don't live for the present. We live for Krishna in the present. How can I serve Krishna? How can I contribute in this particular situation? So when you focus on small things, okay, I can do this one thing, I can do this one thing, I can do this one thing. And gradually as you keep doing one thing, I did so much, okay, that's good. I can do something. And then we'll find slowly that depression will disappear. Okay?
Thank you so much, Guru.
Hare Krishna.